fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the third day of February, year of our Lord 2021, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that is ever more important with each passing day, each passing week. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats. Right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, Mike Adams' situation update yesterday, February 2nd. He mentioned the following, that Russia now has a missile delivery system that can hold an EMP warhead that goes Mach 20. That's 20 times the speed of sound. 15,340 miles an hour. We don't have any way I'm aware of to counter anything like that. Point being, now is the time to get your EMP shield devices. All right. We have patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, the source for food that is all non-GMO. Much of it is organic at great prices with resealable bags. And, something that everybody needs to certainly get into their inventory. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Mach 20, brother.
Mach 20.
I was stationed down in Pensacola, Florida, and that's where the SR-71 Blackbird, the secret spy plane, was kept. And they never really published the top speed of the SR-71 Blackbird, but it was Mach 4 plus. Mach 20. Mercy, you're right. There's just no way. Lasers or whatever, there's just no way to track something that fast. That's insane.
No, well, Russians have some very brilliant scientists. Between the brilliant scientists and what they steal from us, they do pretty well, don't they?
Well, I think we need to do a project paperclip again and bring some of those guys over here.
So I would promise them a three-bedroom ranch-style home and an American Express card, and they're ready to come, right?
Absolutely. Amen. That's it.
Well, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, that's what I say. Well, I heard the conclusion of Mr. Stadtmuller's show yesterday, where he was encouraging everybody to slow down, take a deep breath. I think that's good advice, isn't it?
It is. I was on his show last week as well, and we spoke for quite a bit. You do. You can't let your emotions get control over your daily lives, right? There's not much that you and I can do about this. What we can do, again, I told you, is always, I say it over and over, get involved in your local community. Go to your city council meetings, make your voice heard. But at the same point, you've got to be a father, be a husband, be a friend, whatever that might be to your family and friends. That's where this comes in, right? So, no, you can't get emotional.
Well, we're human beings, so of course we'll be emotional, but we need to be in control of those emotions as opposed to letting the emotions control us, right?
Amen. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, listen, I wanted to give you some information I just received early this morning. Something, and again, I don't have a lot yet. My wife is looking into it. Apparently, last night after the Crypt Keeper Pelosi put down her gavel, a whole bunch of soldiers and Capitol Police dealt with some kind of a situation at the Capitol building. Have you heard about this?
I have not. What was the situation, if you know?
I wish I knew. She's looking into it right now on the break. I'll see if I can get some more information for you.
Okay. Well, I haven't seen anything on the news channels that I typically pay attention to. I'll look at Breitbart here real quick. I'm not seeing anything there of any consequence. Well, sure, if you can find out, let us know.
Absolutely, and I'll see if I can get you a link as well.
What's the current level of security they have there at the Capitol building? I'd be surprised if much could happen from an outside source. So I'm thinking it would be more likely something internal. Well, we'll see. I'm not going to dwell on that because right now is a dramatic lack of evidence. Along the same lines, heavy military presence in around the U.S. Capitol building remains, doesn't it, sir?
It does, and at least they're not in sleeping in a cold garage with one bathroom.
Calling a porta potty a bathroom is kind of a stretch, they'd had one porta potty and one electrical outlet, and quite frankly, the Army can do better than that. They've got tents they can set up that have heat in the winter, air conditioning in the summer, portable sanitation units where the men and women can take a shower, relieve themselves, brush their teeth, and shave. The U.S. Army has all that stuff that could have been set up on parking lots nearby. But for some reason, they chose not to do that, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, no, it's quite fascinating how, these soldiers are there to protect, these folks that work in the White House and the Capitol building, and they're treated like garbage. Well, no surprise. Look at what
happened. Treated like homeless people.
Yeah.
Homeless people sleep outdoors with no sanitation facilities.
Yeah.
That's how they were being treated.
Yeah.
That's inexcusable. And the Army treated them the same way. The Army has full capability to set up field sanitation, field kitchens, everything that can make that situation somewhat civilized and humane, but they didn't do that. I blame both. Quite frankly, I blame the Army more than I do Congress, because what's Congress going to do? They don't have field sanitation units and heated tents. hopefully that's all under control now. And the men and women that are stationed there have humane conditions where they can have proper sanitation and a decent place to sleep and a field kitchen to prepare meals and so all the rest of it.
Do we know, John, do we know how many of the guardsmen are still there? Do we know how many troops are still on location?
Well, I don't myself. Okay. I know for the inauguration they had, and it was more of a political stunt to bring, they brought in National Guard from all 50 states, which was more of a political stunt than anything else. As to who's there right now, I simply don't know. We're coming up on a month since they were deployed there. In 3 days, it'll be a month. And I really don't know what that is. And I haven't really looked into it, quite frankly.
It just seems to me that, you know, this is overkill. You know, of course, there's always politics in every decision that's made in that city, which I've heard now. Did you hear that there's legislation in place to turn D.C. into a state?
That's been considered off and on for decades. It would be a massive mistake for a lot of reasons. One of the main reasons would be two new U.S. senators that would obviously be Democratic. What the founding fathers' concept was for that 10 square miles to be neutral territory. And it would be a massive mistake to make Washington, D.C. a state for all those reasons. And hopefully that won't happen.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't know. And I'm just joking here. But, you know, who knows? We might have a new Capitol building in Florida.
Well, you're not the first person to mention that, Chance. And the resort there, Mar-a-Lago, if I can say it right, is has much larger grounds and more square feet than the White House in Washington, D.C. And a lot of speculation about what President Trump's going to be doing. I heard one speculation that he'd be starting his own TV channel. Not just a TV show, but a TV channel. He's got the financial wherewithal to do pretty much anything he wants, doesn't he?
He does. And, you know, that would be brilliant, because if he owned the network, of course he will. He's got the experience, right? He had his own TV show there for a while, and he's been behind the camera for, well, practically his whole life. He would have a voice, and right. That voice, there's nothing that Twitter or Google or anyone else could do to shut him down. And I think the only thing that could shut him down would be the FCC. But
he won't violate anything FCC rules. But if President Trump did that, and by the way, he will always be President Trump, because even when you're an ex-president, you're still addressed as president. I can see him stealing the best talent away from Fox, the best, most conservative people away from Fox to have instant credibility and instant massive audience. Put Dan Bongino on there, maybe Mike Adams, my friend Doug Hagman once in a while, and have an instant recognition, an instant audience of at least 80 million people who voted for him. That would be a brilliant move, and I hope they would do something like that. Well, getting back to food, for example, is there any new products that you're going to be offering this week that we didn't have last week?
You know, it does seem like I'm always adding something to the mix. However, this week, there's nothing new to add except for we are roasting coffee today.
Really?
For those coffee drinkers out there, I'm telling you, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. I only drink our coffee because if I go out and have coffee at any restaurant, anywhere, it just is not the same. Our coffee is 100% organic, comes from the high regions in Honduras, is fair trade, and if those out there don't know what fair trade is, that means that the workers actually get a living wage, a fair living wage. It is considered to be the second smoothest coffee in the world, only second to Kona Peaberry out of Kona, Hawaii, Kona Peaberry coffee, which is $35 a pound. So I encourage folks, and this is what we're going to do. I'm going to send everyone who places an order on our website for, let's just say, $25 or more. So just like one or two products. I'm going to send you guys a free sample. It's enough to make a full pot of coffee. These are whole beans, so you will have to grind them. And that's the secret, by the way. You never make coffee until... But you never grind the beans until right before you're ready to make coffee.
Right.
It's like an almond or a pecan. It's safe in the whole bean, but not once it's ground, it's exposed to more oxygen, which causes degradation within a certain period of time, a short amount of time. So we're going to send free sample of coffee to anyone who places an order. You must use the code LibertyMan. The discount code will give you an additional 5% off of your order, but everyone will get a free sample of the coffee, and I'll guarantee you, folks, you will love it. You will absolutely, it's so smooth. I'm excited for everyone to try it.
Well, for those people who like to roast their own coffee, would you consider selling the green beans unroasted?
No, sir.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. So the roast is what they call light to medium. Here's another misnomer. If you roast coffee dark, you're roasting the caffeine right out of the bean, just like anything else. If you eat something long enough, you're killing the good things, the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients that are in food. But if you roast coffee too dark, right, you're roasting the caffeine right out. Our coffee is roasted light to medium. It's a perfect roast. It's going to be hard for the average Joe at home in a skillet or whatever to roast coffee to that perfect state. Yeah, I do encourage folks to try it. At least try it. I think once you do, you'll never go back to any of these brand name coffees again.
Okay. Well, it sounds like I'm a coffee drinker myself, and I'll certainly be checking that out myself.
I'll send you a pound. Yep, I'll send you a pound.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Well, for people who are interested in what we're talking about, at my website at thelibertyman.com, under products, you'll find Simply Clean Foods. And the coupon code is what again?
LibertyMan, no spaces, all small letters.
All right. All right. That's really good. If you got a question or comment, we do have lines open here at 512-248-8252. Well, Chance, Mike Adams was mentioning Dr. Peter Pry. I've had Dr. Pry on my show previously, and he was on the committee of scientists and engineers appointed by the government to look into EMP quite a few years ago, and he's been one of the most outspoken experts on EMP for many, many years. This new information about missiles that can go 20 times the speed of sound is very alarming. And just brings home the fact once again that our entire supply chain, including food, is very vulnerable to EMP, isn't it?
Absolutely. We don't think about it, but when you go to your local market and you pull out that debit card or that credit card, understand that it's not like the old days, John. I remember back in the 70s, you know, my parents paid by check or cash, right?
A lot more recently than that. I think I can tell you about 25 years ago that the first time I saw somebody use a credit card at a supermarket. So it wasn't the 70s. It was much more recently. It's the use of credit cards and debit cards is a fairly recent phenomenon in American retail, especially supermarkets, isn't it?
It is, but what I was going to say was where they did take credit cards, they had a machine that made a hard copy, right? And so they right. take this machine, they put your card in there, and they rub it across the top, and you'd sign. Well, there was a hard copy, so that would work even during an EMP, but those machines aren't around anymore. So try to go get fuel without, you know, a car. The fuel pumps, there's no manual pumps anymore. They're all electronic. Right. So you're not going to get fuel. You're not going to get food. You're not going to get anything, diapers, medicine, anything that you need. So that threat is real. It's absolutely real. And that's I think the Pentagon did a study about EMPs being the biggest threat to the United States, because how long would we last, John? What were the numbers? Under less than a year?
Well, in 12 months, 9 out of 10 Americans would be dead. And the majority of those from lack of clean water. The rest would be when you typically people don't die of starvation. Here's what happens when your daily calorie intake gets down to a certain point, it compromises your immune system, and then it makes you vulnerable to death from simple illnesses that would not harm a healthy person. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd of February. I'm visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, and it looks like Chance has found a link here, and he says he needs 5 minutes to review the link, and he'll be back with us. It may be something really important. It's hard to say. There's so much information coming at us that's real and verified and fantasy and not verified and anonymous sources, and which it depends on who's reporting the anonymous source. If Mike Adams has a protected private source, I trust Mike Adams. But if somebody sends me a video where the person doesn't introduce themselves, I don't know their name, I don't know when it was recorded, I don't know where it was recorded, well, that's certainly doesn't have much credibility, does it? people who don't understand what real research is, they poo-poo things that are real, and they don't trust things that are real and substantiated. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. So learning how to tell the difference between what's real and verified and what is not real and unverified is a very important skill that we all need to develop, I believe. Something that I developed many, many years ago. My first semester in college, all those years ago, I was took a class in journalism. And you always have to have two, if you can, have two sources, ideally that don't know each other, but two independent sources for whatever, to verify whatever the story might be. That's just good journalism in general. So we shall see what chance comes up with here. It may be something real that's verifiable. It may be somebody's fantasy. We will find out here in a few minutes. You've probably noticed, if you're a regular listener, that I've gone back to my regular routine of prepper tips. Getting on with life here. Just because these massive geopolitical things are taking place doesn't mean we stop our daily routine, that we make any drastic or major changes in our life. Although, if you live in a blue city, especially one, a blue city in a blue state, you really need to be considering getting out of Dodge. Quite frankly, you really do. Now, a blue city in a red state, which would be my state, we got St. Louis and Kansas City, Columbia, Missouri, Springfield, all come to mind as blue cities in a red state. They got their issues, but it's pretty easy to get away from those issues because out of 113 counties in Missouri, about 99 of them are very red. Very red, very Republican, very conservative. So it's pretty easy and not too painful to get away from the blue cities in my state, Missouri. In fact, we got pending legislation before the Missouri legislature, which is in session right now, to protect the Second Amendment. I think it's called the Second Amendment Protection Act. Good legislation. Good legislation. I recall we started doing a Second Amendment lobby days. It would have been, oh my, about 1990, something like that, 1989, 1990. It was not easy those first few years. The legislators were, I don't know what the numbers were, but a large percentage were Democratic, and a lot of Republicans, of course. And they weren't all that anxious to be associated with the pro-gun guys and gals back then. There was a few that were willing to step up to the plate and shake our hands and be photographed with us in public. And that number grew over the years to the point where the platform set up for these group photographs, they couldn't get all the legislators on them at once. They had to take turns and cycle these state reps and state senators through the rotunda of the state capitol where these events were taking place. It was a dramatic, very, very powerful, and very positive change. Yeah, there's still some anti-gun state reps and state senators out of St. Louis, Kansas City, maybe Columbia, maybe Springfield, I don't know precisely. But they're such a tiny, tiny number that nobody really pays attention to them. Really, nobody pays much attention to them. So Missouri's got a lot going for it, as states go. A lot of speculation now about Texas leaving the Union. I don't know how serious those men and women are down there, but okay. Looks like Chance is back. We got a break. We'll get a report from Chance here in a moment. Everybody stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us.
Okay,
to
we're
wage
back.
War against the monster.
We are back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the third day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We're getting more COVID information posted today. A Bill Gates video, it'll be highlighted. excuse me. And, of course, if you have arthritis pain, I do have something that will help you. It's called the Energy Cleaner. We're getting caught up in back orders this week. It's been a struggle, 300% increase over 2019. This past year has been pretty phenomenal. Now, mattress pads the same way. We're getting caught up on mattress pads. So if you got issues with arthritis pain, you want to get a better night's sleep, check out the Energy Cleaner. I will get that order packed up personally and get it out the door just as quick as I can. Keep in mind there's a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. Toll-free our line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code is LibertyMan. Well, Chance, you took a moment to find out what happened in the Capitol. Give us your report, sir.
Yeah, I sent you a link in the chat. So I watched this. It looks like this happened yesterday in the evening. There is live footage of the Capitol building and the White House. The gavel goes down, the feed goes up, and then we see emergency units with lights coming up to the White House in the evening, at nighttime. So I don't know what that is. The narrator, the person in this podcast, said he believed that it was some type of a rush on the building. We don't know for sure, but we should find out a little bit more information later. What's interesting is I'm not seeing this information anywhere else, so it's truly not vetted, but that is live footage.
You say a rush on the building. You mean a rush on the White House?
On the White House, correct.
Okay, and that would be a rush by citizens who were, what, across the street in the park? Or
You would think that's – but that happens actually quite a bit. On the White House lawn, folks trying to get over the fence and get into the building. It gives you the Capitol Police put a stop to that very quickly. So we don't know, but we'll look out for more information.
Well, the moment they touch that fence, Secret Service is going to grab them. The moment they're over that fence, I should say. Capitol Police up to that point in time when they're attempting to scale the fence. We'll just put that on hold for the time being, and when we get more information, we got it. These are truly bizarre, strange, surrealistic times we live in, aren't they, Chance?
They truly are. You don't, it's that not knowing, you know, what's going to be around the bend. We're getting legislation, we're getting executive orders coming from the White House, double mask now. They're talking about wearing two masks. Well, that's really good to breathe carbon dioxide, you know.
No, they're more than talking about it. It's mandatory on public transportation, even Ubers.
It's just not healthy, John.
Well, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying we're past the point of theory. It's actually mandated. If you're going to fly a commercial aircraft, Amtrak, take a bus or an Uber, you're going to have to have two masks.
That's insane.
It is. Insane. It is. It's. You know, I got a package of these masks on my kitchen table. It says right on the package, it won't protect you from viruses. You know, what more evidence do you need?
No, I mean, a lot of folks. Wear these surgical masks, right? They don't really offer a lot of protection against viruses. No, the N95s and N100, which is one of the best out there. The only thing I could think of better than an N100 is a NBC, which you know is a nuclear biological chemical mask. But you know, they're a little scary to be
a
wearing.
Full face respirator. Yeah. What people might call a gas mask. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, that's right. That's a little scary to be walking around. I'm curious on your energy cleaner. If you could talk to me a little bit more about that, something that I'm probably going to purchase from your website. But explain to me, John, a little bit how that works in the system.
Well, okay. First of all, every living organism, whether it's a tomato plant, a puppy dog, or a human being, is an electrical creature. And what the energy cleaner does is put out what's called an electrostatic signal that has a positive effect on tomato plants, puppy dogs, and people. A very positive effect. That signal goes every cell into your body, which is probably a trillion plus cells, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. I was talking to my nephew and his wife last night. They were using energy cleaner and getting flu-like symptoms. They didn't tell me what was going on, so I couldn't help them. I said, here's the deal, guys. There's probably 25 or 30 different detox protocols. Most of them involve ingesting something. But the energy cleaner has a detox effect also. And if you get flu-like symptoms, that's called the Herxheimer's effect. And what we recommend, this happens about 5 out of 100 people, we recommend removing 6 of the 9 D-cell batteries. That slows down the energy cleaner signal, reduces it to the point where the detox is slowed down, and you can tolerate the detox because it's been slowed down, and you don't feel the flu-like symptoms. after 30 days, put three batteries back in, and so you got six. And another 30 days, put another three batteries in. I was talking to him about the wife of a man I know locally that I helped her. She could only come to work helping with the family business one day a week, even maybe half a day a week. And she had that detox situation, and she did what I recommended, and she felt much better. In fact, she felt so much better that about a year later, she divorced her husband because she was feeling so good and so healthy and, and so frisky, I guess you could say. So a real heartwarming story. There's a short version at my website. My friend Steve Whitman wrote about how he was shot three times with a 45 caliber pistol. Once in the right hand, twice in the torso, one shot missing his heart by half an inch. Giving myself and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life two ways. First of all, the energy cleaner gave him the strength and flexibility to jump off the backhoe and avoid the fourth and final kill shot. And then the rapid recovery he had following that. So that's a good summary there, Chance. And there's a lot more details at my website, including the use of Carillion photography to develop the energy cleaner. Are you familiar with Carillion photography?
No, sir, I'm not.
Okay, well, you're going to be in a moment. Originally developed by the Russian scientists in the 1930s. You've probably seen photographs, usually from the Middle Ages, where different saints and Jesus had this warm glow around them in the paintings from those
right.
times. Okay. Well, there's people that can see in the ultraviolet light spectrum. And that's what that represents. The Carillion photography photographs the ultraviolet light spectrum. And let's say Chance is standing in front of a Carillion camera, and you're healthy except you got an injured elbow. So your body will show up as bright colors everywhere except that hurt elbow, which will show up as dark colors. And they use this diagnostic procedure to get just the right frequency coming out of the energy cleaner to heal the body. Fascinating technology. So, like I say, Chance, there's a lot more details at my website at thelibertyman.com.
That's very interesting. I have a thermal, an ATN thermal scope. And what's interesting is if it's so sensitive that if you look through the scope at a human body, you can actually see, because it's so sensitive to heat, you can actually see inflammation in the body from one day to the next, right? You can see in bright red where you have inflammation. I've got a rotator cuff injury.
And there you go.
Think your energy cleaner would help with that rotator injury. But I can see it in the thermal scope, so I think I know what you're talking about.
Right, that's similar technology. It's different, but similar. Let's take this call we got here, Chance. We got Stan in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Stan.
Hello?
On the air, Stan. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, do you ever think that, you know, the whole world is controlled?
Well, there are certain aspects of the world that are controlled. Do you have anything specific in mind?
Well, I was just, I read the book by Leonard Horowitz there, Death in the Air, and it showed pictures in there, you know, 1940s, where, you know, our pilots weren't allowed to go over and bomb them places around them areas.
Right, right.
And I was listening to RBN one night, about 9-10 months ago, and there was a guy on there, Ralph Epperson or something like that, the Unseen
Hand.
Oh,
Ralph, yeah, I know Ralph. I've had him on my
yeah, show. He said the only way that this country'd ever get nuked is if we turned around and nuked ourselves. I don't know how he'd know that.
Well, Ralph is a credentialed historian. He's written several excellent books, and I can't explain what Ralph said, but I have my own ideas.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess that's all I got to say.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Stan. Yeah. Thank you, Stan. We appreciate the call. Yeah, the corporate headquarters of IG Farben in Berlin were off limits to American bombers. And, of course, IG Farben still exist today with its successor companies. When the Americans got to Berlin, they took over the IG Farben headquarters to make it their own headquarters for several years. The books that Ralph Epperson wrote are excellent books, and I do recommend them. Chancellor's a lot of hidden agendas and hidden powers on this dear old planet of ours, aren't there, sir?
There are, and, you know, on Stan's point here, it wouldn't surprise me for the administration or the deep state to have some type of planned attack on our own soil. Wouldn't be the first time, won't be the last. Nuke, I don't know. I mean, Twin Towers, you know, we saw that, right? And right. Many other things, Oklahoma bombing, of course. But that's pretty serious, a nuke on our... Yeah, the thing is, someone had a conversation about nuking the United States of America. I mean, our ground, our soil, our farms, you know, that would destroy everything, right? Everything. So why do that when an EMP is so much easier? I don't know about that, about Stan would say.
Well, most major cities have several square miles that if they were gone, the powers that be could care less. So a limited nuclear strike under those conditions would make sense. That's not off the table.
Low yield. You're talking about pinpointed low yield devices then.
Well, actually, the Russians have been developing nuclear weapons that put out almost no radiation. And we don't have weapons like that. We simply don't. So it's certainly on the table that a limited nuclear strike, any discussion of nuclear weapons just scares the hell out of people. And if one city was hit by a nuclear weapon, it would change life. The second or third one, life in this country would change for generations because of the fear generated and the consequences of that. Anybody who understands communism and the goals of the international communist conspiracy would certainly agree that that type of limited nuclear strike is certainly on the table and could and would be used if it suited their purposes.
Well, during the Cold War, I mean, you remember this, during the Cold War, there were drills, regular drills in our schools and our offices, our buildings, everywhere. There were drills. They had, what were they called, the bunkers all over the city?
Well, there were fallout shelters. Some of those signs still remain if you know where to look. Typically, they'll be about 10 to 12 feet off the ground on large masonry structures in a downtown area. Those signs have been there since, 60 years, basically. And then you can still see on YouTube, the films they ran on TV, Duck and Cover, where the school children are going to protect themselves from a nuclear blast by getting underneath the school desk.
Not a lot of protection, brother. Not a lot of protection.
Well, I was in school and I participated in those drills. We didn't get under our desk. We got into the hallway. It was a very stout structure built in the 1890s, I think, all brick, heavy built construction. But that's what I lived through. That I was part of that as a boy.
You know, it is a scary thought. You know, even mentioning the word, right? It's a scary thought. And a lot of folks say, look, I don't want to live through anything like that. Put me, you know, dead center. Wherever that's going to hit, I want to be right there.
Well, what they'll do when those conversations come up, that's a way of bringing the conversation to a conclusion rather than talk about how to survive it. Reality is those same people would be clinging to life by any method possible if faced with that reality.
Yeah, you're probably right there.
So, well, that's human nature. That's human nature. Yeah. I've been part of these discussions for many, many years. I did my first preparedness consultation in the summer of 1977, 44 years ago. So I've been at this a long time, Chance.
Yes,
and
sir.
Watching the prepper community develop and mature over these decades has been a delight, quite frankly, to see it from becoming a back in the 70s, a survivalist who was marginalized by pretty much everybody in society, to where now we've got soccer moms that are proudly calling themselves preppers on Facebook, and nobody makes fun of them anymore because it's been accepted throughout society as a rational, normal, healthy thing to do.
It's a fact, John, that 70, maybe even higher than 70% of the calls that we receive to order long-term storable food are women. They just are, because the women have that natural ability to look to the future
and protect their nest and take care of the children. And we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
Away. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 3rd of February. Visiting with Chancey, proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. The coupon code to get a nice discount on excellent food that's all GMO-free, and much of it is organic, is Liberty Man. And we get free coffee with any order over $25. And how long is that offer good for? Are there a chance?
We're going to do that until our next show, next Wednesday at this time.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. When you place your order, you get this free coffee. Any order over $25 gets free a package of free coffee. That's an outstanding offer, and I know they'll get the interest of the coffee drinkers and people who have friends who are coffee drinkers to give as a gift, right?
Absolutely. I'll guarantee you, folks, it's going to be one of the smoothest cups of coffee you've had in your entire life. We absolutely love it. John, I'm going to send you a pound of this coffee. I'd love to get your feedback on it as well. But folks, please use the code Liberty Man. I don't know who you are if you don't use Liberty Man, right? It could come from different sources. So please right. use Liberty Man, no spaces, all small letters.
All right. All right. Well, the world we live in is fast changing. Looking at the U.S. Capitol, loaded with military presence all around it, it's pretty scary. These are certainly scary, challenging times, aren't they, Chance?
They are, but you know what? You got to keep your head on a swivel. You got to make sure that your preps are in order. And, John, you talk about it on a regular basis, but it starts with water, making sure that you have enough water for flushing your toilet, for taking a shower, cleaning up, for cooking your meals, and potable water for drinking. That's very, very important. Make sure that you have at least 6 months' worth of food on hand for each person in your household. Make sure that you've got a good quality first aid kit. Make sure that it's not one dated back to 1994, okay? It's got to be up to date, right? They all have a shelf life. Make sure that you've got your batteries, your flashlights, your AM/FM radios that are powered by batteries as well. Make sure that you have your medicines, you know, if you have medicines, extra diapers, paper towels, whatever that is. Look, folks, if nothing happens, you've got this on hand. Right? Our food, if nothing happens, this food, many of our senior citizens eat our food every day during this COVID because they cannot get to the store. They cannot wear a mask and our food is delivered right to their doorstep. And it's clean, non-GMO food. So these are just a few of the things that you need to do to prepare. But I encourage each and everyone listening to start right now. If you haven't already started, if you have, go through your stores, take an inventory, see what you have and see what you need. And that's what me and John are here for, is to help you get there.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for. So just go ahead and check out the great food. If you want some free package of coffee, get that order in. Chance, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. I appreciate it.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Okay. We're at the top of our break. We'll be back with Professor James McCann. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.